And that's why all of these legends grew up, because there had to be some way to express the admiration of the man and of the contribution that he made to the people of Israel. I just want to give you an example and think about it. In Rashi's time, it was before the IBM Pro printer, and it was before word processing, and it was before cassettes and tapes. Otherwise, we'd be selling Rashi's cassettes. And they wrote by quill pens. They manufactured their own ink. They wrote on parchment or on a certain type of vellum paper that then began to be produced in Europe. Now, if you will take all of the words of Rashi, Rashi wrote a commentary to the entire Bible, all 24 books of the Bible. Rashi wrote a commentary to most of the Talmud, and he rewrote it twice, and some opinions third time. Plus, we have numerous other works of his. Just to sit and write it without giving it any thought, just the pure physical labor of transcribing it, is enough to boggle the mind. And so you'll say, well, he spent all of his day doing that, but that is not true. Rashi served as the leader of the Jewish community in Troas. I am certain there were plenty of nudniks that knocked at his door and they had all sorts of problems for him. People called him up 1 o'clock in the morning and said, you know, I didn't want to bother you at the office. And Rashi also ran a wine business, and he was a husband and a father. He was not, you're not talking here about people who lived in monasteries, people who were removed from life. So it's just mind-boggling that one human being could do that. When you'll add to it the fact that he thought about everything that he wrote, and that he undoubtedly erased and rephrased and rethought, so then one stands in awe just at the sheer volume of what Rashi produced, let alone the quality. Rashi, when he was a young man, left Troas and traveled to Worms. That's why in Worms there's the famous Rashi Chapel. Rashi never was a rabbi in Worms, and the shul, the Rashi shul, is a misnomer. But the Rashi may have been there. It may have been in that little shul that he studied. They show you a chair that Rashi sat upon. Maybe, maybe not. Really makes no difference. Rashi's monument is not in bricks or in wood. And Rashi studied under a man called Rabbi Yaakov ben Yochor. Rabbi Yaakov ben Yochor was the student of Rabbeinu Gershom Maor HaGolo, the famous Rabbeinu Gershom whom we discussed. And Rabbeinu Gershom had a great yeshiva in Mainz. And Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochor, his disciple, had a yeshiva in Worms. Rashi studied in Worms. And Rashi, after the death of Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Yochor, Rashi had a second Rebbe, second teacher, who was a student of Rabbeinu Haigon, of the great Babylonian scholar. So Rashi had the tradition, the traditions of the two great streams of Torah knowledge, one from Babylonia and one from Mainz, Rabbeinu Gershon and Rabbeinu Hai. And Rashi